Interviews on The Fan are presented by the Honey Smoked Fish Company.
Honey Smoked Salmon from the Honey Smoked Fish Company is now available at your favorite Walmart.
That's probably pretty good, Cody. I mean, how many walls can you sell?
You need to get out more, Mac.
What?
Honey Smoked Salmon, now available at Walmart.
So they don't sell walls.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. We are going to go right to the phones. Joining us from the Blue Quill Angler is Chris Steinbeck. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Well, glad to have you on. Well, you know, Chris, Blue Quill Angler has long been one of the most respected fly shops in Colorado. I hear nothing but good things about you guys, not only your shop and the information and the way you treat people, but also the stable of guides you got. You know, yourself, you've been guiding there for 10 years, and everybody knows Pat Dorsey, and you just do a great job up and down the spectrum of what you guys do. But the reason I wanted to get you on, this is a really different year this year, and I've talked to we had the biologist on earlier from the White River. Mm-hmm. And he said that flows are way down, clear, and it's fishing good right now. And he doesn't know how long it's going to be fishable because the flows are so low already. And I heard the same thing on the Arkansas. We had the guys from Ark Anglers came on. We talked about the Arkansas a couple weeks ago. And the Arkansas, there's virtually no runoff there right now. I mean, it's still decent. And they do have some water that's been purchased, the Arkansas River does, to maintain a sustainable flow. But these conditions are happening all over the state, aren't they?
You know, they are. First, thanks for the kind words. We work hard for what we do, and we try our best to help everybody get into fish. But in terms of the flows, it's right. You know, our runoff was very short this year. It's already peaked a few weeks ago. Everything has been fishing fantastic. You know, it's my belief that the water temperatures are high, air temperatures are high, water flows are low. And so everything's just been happening early this year.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think a lot of people wouldn't even have their long rods out right now. They would be waiting till the end of June into July for that great fishable flow, which is wrong anyway, because there are ways you can fish. There's controlled waters. There's edges you can fish with streamers. There's still a lot of ways to approach that. But, boy, if you're waiting to fly fish, I'd get out there now because the way conditions are, it might not be as good later in the year.
You know, that's just it. It's a take advantage now. We're fortunate Cheeseman Reservoir bumped an additional 10 CFS out of the dam this morning. 10 CFS doesn't sound like much, but relatively speaking, it was a good flow increase. So that's going to help temperatures for the time being. Get in while you can, because towards the end of the summer, our options might be limited. You know, once that water temperature gets 65 to 70 degrees, we got to start thinking in terms of the safety for the trout.
You're absolutely right. Hey, you guys do a lot of your guiding on the South Platte River. Kind of bring us up to speed, and then we'll talk about some other waters. What are you seeing in those drainages?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing summer conditions. We're starting to get a lot of fish to come rise and eat bigger tractor dry flies, Amy's ants, and chubby Chernobyls. The caddis fishing has been fantastic with John Barr's graphic caddis or Mike Mercer's swing caddis. The stoneflies are going, and I'm expecting to start seeing PMDs any day now. And, you know, the flows are a little bit higher up the drainage on the Dream Stream, and those yellow Sally nymphs are going crazy up there right now.
Well, you know, the stonefly, I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of times we don't get to fish the stonefly hatch very well because the runoff is so high. But with those stoneflies coming up by the shore now with these low flows, not only are the trout in there attacking those stoneflies, but you can make a pretty decent presentation to them.
You really can. And what's nice about the stonefly hatch is it's a very forgiving hatch, meaning at the end of your drift, when you start to swing out of your drift, those fish will attack those nymphs. You know, they're used to eating stoneflies that are swimming, and there's really not a bad way to fish that nymph.
Well, that's a good thing for me. A couple of things about fishing stoneflies are really good for me. One is I don't have to make a great presentation. The other one is they're big flies, and I can see them. As I get older, fishing little 24 midges, it gets harder and harder, let me tell you.
It's very true.
You know, a lot of times, and I want to talk about some other waters, but before we even get to other rivers, a lot of times this time of the year, I'm sending people to still water, you know, go fish the lakes. And a lot of fly fishermen hesitate on that because they're used to the river locating the fish for them and positioning and making their presentation on the drift. And they shy away. But with these conditions now, I would add the still waters to your repertoire for other reasons, wouldn't you?
You know what? I'm so happy you brought that up. It's so true. Still waters can be intimidating. It's much tougher to read a still water as opposed to reading a river in terms of where the fish should be, how you should present your flies. And that's something as our shop, the Blue Quill, we're diving heavily into right now because that's going to be a great option all summer long when our floats are down. And, you know, I'm referring to Spinney Reservoir, Antero Reservoir. Terrial is fantastic to fish.
And I think more and more fly rodders need to take advantage of the still waters. And really, it's just a matter of getting out there and understanding it, fishing it a little bit. I think the two biggest things, number one, is that, like you said, they're not confident in locating fish. Now, if they're surface feeding, you can see them a little bit. But otherwise, study the lake. Talk to other anglers. Find out what kind of depth they're and what they seem to be eating. The other thing is a lot of the presentations in still water. Now, there's a few you can just drift under an indicator. But the river's not going to make the presentation for you. You have to make that fly come alive yourself.
Correct. Correct. And that's it. And you have different ways to fish it. I mean, you can wait. You don't need a boat to go fish a lake. You can go put your waders on, wade out there, put your swimsuit on, wade out there and go fish. We have Joe Schaefer who's taken a hold of our float tube program at the shop. Float tube's a great way to fish. And that's something where if you're any or anybody's ever interested in, we have all the float tubes at the shop. Those classes that we run, I mean, it's just building up so much momentum and people are starting to understand how much fun still water fishing could be.
No, you're absolutely right. I want to get all the information about the shop and stuff, but before we do that, there are a few more waters. I know you and I talked about a few other rivers. What are you hearing and seeing out there if somebody wants to get out on the river right now?
Yeah, you know, the Arkansas River's fishing great. Arkansas's fishing really good. It's down from Buena Vista down to Salida. That river's flowing great. The Colorado River up north is also fishing great. Another river we wade in, float trip on. The Colorado's flowing low, and that's going to be another river this summer. We're really going to have to pay attention to water temperatures. For the time being, the Blue River up in Silverthorne, really high flows, but it fishes great with the streamers. Those fish would be really aggressive right now.
Okay, I love streamer fishing too, and that's probably because my background was conventional fishing, and I took up fly fishing later in life. And I think, you know, sometimes the other way around, I've gone with some very experienced fly fishermen. That's another area where at times they would struggle a little bit, and that's fishing a streamer because they'd want to drift it. Where that streamer's a leech or a minnow or a crustacean, you got to give it some action.
You do, and that's the fun part about it. You know, it's very similar. Me personally, I started fishing in the conventional world. And so I fell in love with throwing lures. And I tell people a lot, streamers, the lure version of fly fishing. And it could be just as technical as other fishing as well.
Well, before we run out of time, tell people who don't know about the Blue Quill Angler, what you offer and how they find you.
Yeah, you bet. You know, first, for a lot of the listeners out there, I imagine a lot of them are coming from the conventional world. Learning fly fishing, there could be a big intimidation factor, and there's no need to. Come up to the Blue Quill. We're right up in Evergreen, which is just 25 minutes up from Denver. We have Kerry Carriger, who's one of the best teachers you're going to find in fly fishing. It's really easy. You can reach us directly on our website, which is just bluequillangler.com, or you can call us, and that number is 303-674-4700. And Terry, one other quick thing. I just want to give people another resource to learn about that Colorado River. Our head float guide, Bob Dye, he released a book here this month called A Fly Fishing Guide to the Colorado River and Tributaries. It's going to be an awesome way for people to learn about this river, learn about the tributaries like the Roaring Fork, the Eagle, the Fraser. Just a great way to fish.
Now, is it available at your shop, and where else can they get it? And give the name of the book again.
You bet. It's available at the Blue Quill Angler. You can come up to the shop, pick it up. You can go to our website. We'll ship it to you for free. The title of that is called A Fly Fishing Guide to the Colorado River and Tributaries.
All right. And Blue Quill Angler, they Google Blue Quill Angler and then get a hold of you guys. Great to have you on. We're going to have to get you on more during the summer because I think it's going to be one of those years where people are going to be hungry for updates. So, Chris, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. And I'm really excited that fly fishing is becoming a more of a staple in your show. I've been following you since I was a kid, and I love everything you do for us.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much. And like I said, we've heard nothing but good things about Blue Quill. All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for joining us, and we'll have you on again in a few weeks.
That sounds good, Terry. Take care.
You bet. That's Chris Steinbeck from the Blue Quill Angler. Great people if you want to get into fly fishing or if you're an experienced fly fisherman. I mean, you're talking some of the best fly anglers in the state, guide out of their shop. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Catch the fresh fish buzz with Honey Smoked Salmon from the Honey Smoked Fish Company. It's low in calories, a top 10 superfood, a protein, and it's a heart healthy alternative to energy drinks and snacks.
True, true.
Mac, what you doing with that oversized baseball glove?
Oh, this, Cody?
Are you trying to catch the fresh fish buzz again?
Maybe.
The Honey Smoked Fish Company. Available at Safeway, King Supers, Costco Business Centers, and now at Walmart.